Hi, this is Beverly Allen with Doing Dating Right. Many Christians may not appreciate how the word covenant should define their marriage. Even more so, singles should have this concept in mind when seeking and dating a potential mate. I wrote Covenant Dating for the Unmarried to help them do dating right. To begin with, it is necessary to understand the biblical principles of covenant relationships. As you will see, that includes how physical can I be in a dating relationship? Many singles ask the question, how physical can I be in a dating relationship? The answer could simply be, do not do anything that you would not do in the presence of Jesus. But today, that answer is not enough to deter singles from the temptations which draw them into the intimacy they were trying to avoid. There is a law of diminishing effects, which states that once you experience one level, it is hard to return and stay there. There is the desire to go further each time. Where does it stop and how do you stop it? Song of Solomon, the 2nd chapter and 7th verse, warns not to awaken love until it pleases. The urgent message is that unauthorized love is not to be stirred up. A true barometer of how far you should go is any form of contact causing you to want to have sex is too far. The desire for sexual contact is designed physiologically by God, but his mandate is only in a covenant union. Much touching and much kissing and much holding and much closeness lead to much sex. All of this is to be the icing on the cake, the long-waited-for goal and gift. This is the pleasurable experience God created and designed for a man and a woman and said it was very good, but for a covenant union only. So, where do we start? How about the dates that allow us to talk to each other, be in the presence of each other's friends, and see our interaction with them? Activities should be planned that do not allow room for you to be too intimately involved. So often we look for romance right away and not the character, integrity, or spirituality of the person we look to spend time with. There are a lot of non-romantic activities which allow us to truly learn about the person of interest. The approach is to see if we can like each other enough to form a friendship. As we do this, we are to set boundaries that we can agree on and have others hold us accountable. Hand-holding for some is safe, while for others, it is just the beginning of touching and advancing to higher levels of touching and feeling. Some are very sensitive to touch. The slightest touch can send them into mental visions of sexual innuendos. A kiss on the cheek can seem innocent until your mind becomes bathed in oxytocins, a cocktail for sexual desire. While it seems corny to some, conducting dates without holding hands and kissing allows room to truly get to know each other. Such behavior builds respect and integrity. It causes those who will follow this disciplined dating behavior to enjoy each time they are together. This desire to be in each other's company can grow to love and restrained intimacy to marriage, the covenant union. I really do not believe there is a safe answer on how physical one can be without getting involved sexually. The true answer is to avoid sex while dating when there is an attraction between those dating. Avoid forms of intimacy and places to be too intimate. If the relationship takes a turn, no one has to leave with shame or regrets. I'm Beverly Allen for Doing Dating Right. Remember, keep it covenant.
Covenant Dating by Beverly Allen is available for your donation of $14 or more. Request your copy when you make your gift online at mygenradio.fm.